This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi today on the second weekend of 2019. I don't know, does anybody write any checks anymore? I've been very lucky this year so far. I've gotten the date and the year correct. I'm not writing last year's year for many, many weeks that I used to do that. Anyway, on our show this hour, our first guest is Connie Francis, one of the real legends of the music business, sold millions of records in the 50s, 60s, and she's still performing today. Later on, author Peter Vronsky will be joining us. He has penned a book called Sons of Cain, The History of Serial Killers. This goes back and actually talking about and having evidence of serial killers hundreds of years ago. Fascinating book. And then Dr. David Fetzner will be here talking about how body mass can affect your MRI test. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today. We'll be right back with Connie Francis.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716. 5716.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
My goodness, what a voice. I love it. Welcome back. It's Ron Segi today, and we have with us right now one of the sweethearts of all time. Music, of course, has been part of my life forever, and that means that this young lady has actually had so much influence on my life as millions of people around the world. Joining us right now, the lovely, talented Connie Francis.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm so delighted to have you here. You know, we've been doing the show with some 18, 19,000 guests, and a lot of really, really well-known people. But this is a real treat because I'm a singer, too.
Are you?
And I do, like, some of your songs is unbelievable. I don't know if you're
even... Not where the boys are.
No. Not that. That's the only one. Boy, I tell you, you got me on that one there. I do it sometimes when I'm by myself. I just don't want to... But you have influenced so many people's lives with your music, and it's amazing. And as you look back, can you even fathom the impact that you had? Because a lot of times when you're going through this, you don't realize the impact you're having.
No, you don't. You don't realize it. Actually, you don't realize it when it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's happening, it's such a whirlwind existence. So you have to sit back and say, I look at my chronology, you know, from year to year, and I say, oh, my God, did I actually do all those things, and where did I find the energy?
Mm-hmm. and you still are going strong. Yeah. I mean, you were in Orlando not too long ago. You're performing here. Can you believe that?
Hard to believe. And we're just getting started, Ron. We're just getting started.
Well, that's good news. And you look great. I look like Gabby Hayes, but you look like terrific.
Thank you.
Back in 1960, there was maybe 10, 12,000 students that would come down to Fort Lauderdale until that movie came out. Then it went to like 100,000 people.
I remember when Joe Pasternak, the producer, came to see me in my office, and he said he wanted me to do the title song and do the movie. And we came down to Fort Lauderdale the day after our meeting, and I looked around and I said, oh, this place is the morgue. I said, you lied to me. You told me there were boys growing on palm trees, and I can't even find one. He said, that's because it's off-season, Connelly. He said, when the movie comes out, there are going to be at least 13,000 kids down here. Well, they were close to 100,000 kids.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing.
It really was. And you changed the whole generation. At that time, Elvis was known as the king. You were known as the queen. I mean,
that's a pretty good combination.
That's a great combination. Connie, you've been very blunt in some of the downtimes that you've had. And I tell you a memorable moment that I have in my mind. Some years back, our mutual good friend, the late Dick Clark, had a show that was kind of going to replicate like The Tonight Show.
Wednesday Night Live, you're talking about.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And you came on and knocked him dead.
Yeah, I remember that. So, everybody knows the fact that in 1974 I was raped, and it was garnered national headlines. And this was in 74, and the show that Dick did was in 1977 in November. It was 3 years later, and I wasn't about to do any television shows. In fact, I didn't even do an interview for 7 years. And Dick called me every day and called me and called me until finally he said, "You've got to do this show." And it was one of those rare moments in television history, that comeback performance.
Well, what I remember distinctly about it is that when you were done and they went back to him for the break, he was crying.
I know. They couldn't even speak.
He couldn't speak. He just said, go to the break.
I know.
I'll never
Karen, Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
Karen,
oh, yeah.
Bart.
She should be like, they should have a cartoon about her.
Absolutely.
You know, she's like too good to be true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Connie, when you look back at all those songs that you did, and I love the story about the fact that they retired the American Bandstand Award year after year after year because you won it so many years, 5 years in a row.
Right.
They just retired the number.
Well, actually, the show went off the air.
Well, that's a good way to do it. You shouldn't say that. Just let them figure that they retired it. It went off the air because you weren't going back on there anymore. I know you've had a lot of input to the songs you should do. Songwriters like Neil Sedaka brought a lot of great material to you. But your father always wanted you to do the Italian songs. Your rendition, the English version of Mama, is a killer, I want to tell you.
Thank you.
There's no Italian guy on the face of this earth that can listen to that song and not cry.
Or fall in love. Yeah. I sort of, every Sunday morning when the Mama was making gravy and meatballs and they're playing that Italian album and Mama came on, that was it. And I've had so many Italian fellows that tell me that the mothers would say, why can't you bring home a girl like Johnny Friend? It was so good.
Well, it's true. It is absolutely true. And I'll give you a prime example of this, right? My father, who I lost in 1968, was of that generation where turned down that rock and roll, put on a good Sinatra album, except Connie Francis. Now, he had this little stereo that he would get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, shave, go to work as a home improvement salesman, and at 6:30 in the morning, if you lived in this house, all you heard was your voice. I didn't know that there was anyone else in the house other than Connie Francis.
It was mandatory.
It was mandatory, right? And God forbid somebody try and change their record. But he always said, if I had a daughter, he had three sons. If I had a daughter, I wanted to be just like you.
Honestly,
just like Connie Francis.
You.
He was in love with you, as we all are. And I look at the camaraderie and everything that you instill when you just walk down the hallway. I mean, it's like time has never lapsed.
I love people, Ron, and I'm blessed, and I'm very, very grateful.
What did it feel like for the years that you didn't perform? You had some health problems where you couldn't sing.
I couldn't sing. 7 years. I felt like a non-person. My voice was my identity. And when I lost my voice, I felt as if I had lost myself. And they were terrible years. But when my brother was murdered in 81, I couldn't wallow in self-pity anymore. And I went back to work, and I became very much involved with victims of crime. victims of violent crime. Became very much involved with the Reagan administration.
Mm-hmm. Remember that.
Violent crime. And that was really what got me out of that deep depression and that isolation was my brother's death.
Yeah, which was a terrible thing. I guess you realize at that point that it could be worse.
It could be worse.
For you.
It's worse for zillions of people all over the world for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just named spokesperson for Mental Health America's trauma campaign.
Oh, wow, that's right.
And I hope to be able to do for people suffering from mental illness what I did for crime victims. And there are lots of people suffering from depression. 60 million Americans suffered from depression. And then we have, in particular right now, all of our returning veterans who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. I was in Vietnam in 67. I toured Vietnam extensively. And I still get mail from veterans of Vietnam who are still suffering. And it's something that we really have to address ourselves to because, Lord knows, the federal government has their hands full.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a backlog of a million cases of veterans right now. And they have their hands full. So I hope I'll be able to do a little bit for the vets, too.
It's amazing because you talk about depression. It really comes in a lot of different hidden fashions. My brother told me the other day, he said, I went to the doctor, and I told the doctor I was depressed. And the doctor says, what do I care? I'm depressed, too.
Right.
I told him he should go for a second opinion.
Yeah. Well, there's depression, and then there's the depression. All of us go through some sort of form of mental illness at one point or another. But there are people, you know, you don't have to be in a war to suffer the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder. People do it every day in their lives, just struggling to come to grips with sometimes seemingly insurmountable problems.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. Connie, we're going to pause for a second. Our guest is Connie Francis, the legend, and she and I are going to come right back. I want to remind everybody to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. And there's a whole bunch of other things that you can go through to see how the show started and everything else. We're entering another year broadcasting nationwide from Orlando, Florida, all across the USA and around the world. We're going to pause for a second, but we're going to come back with another segment with Connie. Let's listen to her sing one of her hits right now.
The seas I cried for you could fill an ocean, but you don't care how many tears I cried. And though you only leave me out and hurt me, I couldn't bring myself to say
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Where the Boys Are, starring Connie Francis, the title song you're listening to right now, sung by this legendary singer, and she's with us right now for another segment on the show, Connie Francis. Connie, when you look back at the work that you've done in the past, unbelievable for me.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. It's a little scary, in fact. When you look back on other works that you've done, do you ever think, if I had a chance to redo it, I could do it a little bit better because I have more experience? Or is that philosophy drive you crazy?
No, a little bit better, a lot better. I think that 50% of my albums were garbage.
No.
No, it's the truth. I mean, 50% of my albums I would like to throw away and forget that I ever recorded them. And I think back, like, I'll hear a song like Hold Me, Thrill Me, or songs like anything Harold Arlen wrote, or any of the Gershwin stuff. And I said, like, why didn't I record that song? I could have done songbooks by all of these great composers, because I had a contract that enabled me to record whatever I wanted to record. And I recorded junky stuff like fun songs for children, Connie and the Kids Next Door, The Twist, Let's Do the Twist. I mean, garbage stuff. And 50% of the stuff I'd throw away right now today if I could.
Really?
Oh, yeah, really.
There were commercial ventures that worked.
So well, some of them worked and some of them didn't work.
Did you pass up on a song?
Well, I think that I probably turned down more hits than I actually picked.
Here's an example of what you might have passed up on.
Okay. There was a columnist in New York who was a friend of mine. We had lunch one day, Ron, and he said to me, Connie, my son's been writing songs. And I said, please, I said, Bert, everybody's sons write songs. He said, no, he's really been writing some good stuff, Connie. I said, okay, have him come up to the office. So he came up to the office the next day. Bert's son came up with his partner. And I listened to song after song after, and I really wanted to find a song to record for his dad's sake.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find anything. And after listening to a zillion songs, I said, well, fellas, I have to tell you, I have to be honest with you, too far out there for today's market, but keep trucking, you know, you'll do fine.
Let me guess, Connie, it wouldn't be Burt Bacharach and Hal David, would it?
Did I tell you?
Nobody explained it to you like that.
Yes.
Tennessee Ernie Ford told me one time that he was presented a song, said it'll never work, and it was a little ditty called I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Yeah, right. I'm telling you.
If you knew hits, you could be the richest person in the world.
Yeah, I could be in Vegas.
One of the things that I've often wondered when somebody's the full package like you are is what you would like better. Did you like acting better than singing?
I was never really an actress. If you've seen any of my movies, you can attest to that.
Maybe I look right past the beauty part.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, I never went to any of the premieres of my movies.
Really?
They were an embarrassment to me. You know, I was never considering myself an actress. I just did it because I had to. Mm-hmm. You know, I had the contract that called for me to do movies.
Yeah,
I really didn't want to do them.
Yeah.
But, no, I've been a singer all my life. And that's all I can do. I mean, I can't cook. I can't swim. I can't drive. There's so many things I can't do that it's a good thing I could carry a tune.
Geez, you and I would make a great couple. We'd starve to death, but we'd make a great couple. My wife tells me I would starve in a grocery store. I say, hey, you know, you do what you're supposed to do. I don't want this to be a touchy subject, but it's one that I firmly believe in, so I'm on your side on this. There's a beautiful institution on the shores of Lake Erie that we have done a lot of remote broadcasts from, and being a music guy myself, it's fun going there. But it just, for some reason, doesn't make sense to me why there are so many great artists that aren't included in that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well,
and
actually,
you're one of them.
Ron, I'm in good company because
Neil
Sedaka isn't in there, and neither is Neil Diamond, and I think it speaks less for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame than it does for me. Oh, God.
Jimmy Dean or James Dean, not the sausage guy. We're talking about this country group back in 1935 that are in this. It just doesn't seem right that the queen of contemporary music is not in it.
Well, you know, if you were asked the powers that be at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to come up with a logical reason for that, I think they'd be hard-pressed to come up with one. I can't.
I can't either.
I can't come up with it. I can't. But I think it's really very political.
It's very political, and we've had a great association with them over the years, but when I saw some of the inductees into the Hall of Fame, it just blew me away. I just couldn't understand it. Now, are you going to make a promise that you will never retire?
Oh, no, I will never retire, you know, unless I'm forced by ill health to retire. I can't ever see myself retiring. Because I spoke to Donald Trump's dad one day, Fred, and he would go into his office every day, 85, 90 years old, he'd be in his office every day, and I said, Fred, do you still do this? You don't need to do it. He said, well, to retire is to expire.
Yeah, I believe that.
I believe that.
You know, Milton Berle said one time, he said, what am I going to retire to? He says, every place I go, people recognize me. I might as well get paid for it.
Of course.
And I have to tell you something, okay, and I mean this sincerely. Now, you have done my show before, but I will tell you, in person, up close, you are marvelous. You look beautiful. You
thank
really
you,
do.
Thank
honestly,
you.
Goodness,
thank you.
You look just like you did on that first album back in, well, back then.
You know, thank you.
You got some projects coming up?
Well, I'm going to finish my autobiography in the next couple of months.
This is the second one, right?
The second one, yeah. And this is going to be a lot better than the first one. It's going to be, there's a lot of levity and humor to this book.
Which I think you are very good at.
Yeah, a lot of inside stories. Yeah. Not things that are harmful, but funny stories from people in the business. And I'm going to do that. I still want to continue to do concerts because that's what I love doing best. I want to really immerse myself in the area of mental health.
Oh, that's great. By the way, Connie, the song that I sing of yours is My Heart Has a Mind of Its Own. I can still picture the little girl that I liked when that song came out.
Are you right?
Fortunately enough, she left me and I met my wife, so that
well, you made a good choice.
Well, thank you. She tells me the same thing. I always tell her we have to have something in common. This last November 3rd, we celebrated our 45th wedding anniversary. So you have to have like a common denominator. In this case, we both love me and it makes for that real. It's a perfect combination. Connie, this has been a treat to sit next to someone who's accomplished so much, such a nice, fine lady, beautiful woman, the legacy that you have for a guy that's been in this business too long. This is quite a treat.
I love being here.
And we love having you here.
Thank you.
And you made Fort Lauderdale. I can see it now in the history books. Ponce de Leon found the fountain.
Oh, the fountain of youth.
You founded Fort Lauderdale. Where the boys are.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Ron.
Our very special guest, the talented, the lovely, the legend of Connie Francis. Thank you, dear. And boy, to sit next to a legend here in our studio and talk to someone that's been in this business well over 50 years and still looking great and sounding even better is quite a thrill. Thanks, Connie.
Thank you, Ron. It was a really nice interview.
Mama, solo che te la mia canzone vuoi. Oh,
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The National Weather Service says a storm stretching from Washington, D.C. to Colorado could bring the highest snow totals in several years to sections of Missouri and Illinois. The storm's expected to drop about a foot of snow on the St. Louis metropolitan area into eastern Illinois. Snow, ice, and freezing rain will impact travel from Nebraska and Kansas to the East Coast. Drivers were stuck for hours on I-44 southwest of St. Louis, with parts of Missouri getting more than a foot of snow. Gina McDonald is in Cincinnati.
If I'm prepared, then it doesn't happen. And so because we have sleds and boots and everything, it probably won't snow.
There's the possibility of ice and widespread power outages across parts of the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
nationwide and around the world. I received a book the other day, and it's very unusual subject, but it's fascinating. It's a big book, too. It's called Sons of Cain, The History of Serial Killers from the Stone Age to Present. Joining us right now is its author. This is his third book, by the way. He has penned two other books, Serial Killers and Female Serial Killers. Joining us right now is Peter Vronsky. Hi, Peter. How are you today? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Peter, I must tell you, first of all, I don't know how you did this. This is a very thick book of page-turning information that is a little scary, too, at times, I might add. How did you begin researching this? Because you are going back hundreds and thousands of years ago profiling serial killers. How did you research this?
I'm a historian, so it's become a lot easier to research now because so much information is becoming digitized, and so you don't really need to travel as much to remote archives to dig up manuscripts. A lot of this information, certainly since writing my first book back in 2004, a lot of this information now is available online. So, every morning I would just get up and dig through this information and dig.
But the accuracy and the detail is what got me. For example, I'm just going to use one of many, many examples, okay? We're going back to a murder of, I won't mention the woman's name, on Friday, August 31st, 1888. Now, this is what is profiled in the book, and it's so many of these. This is with the dealing with Jack the Ripper, okay? She was 43 years old, was found between 3:40 and 3:45 a.m., and she had been alive at 2:30 a.m. in a state of drunkenness. How would you have ever known that?
Well, would probably be in the police report. So, every homicide case, every police investigator is essentially a historian of their own, and they have to meticulously gather facts that even a historian can kind of overlook or fluff a little bit, where, when you're going into court and you have rules of evidence, then, police reports and police investigational, evidence is very accurate, very meticulous, often to the minute, as best as they can get. And so every murder is a little history of its own.
It was fascinating to me to learn that the term that was coined in 1981 is so relatively new. Serial killers. Before that, they were known as killers of society, werewolf, vampires, ghouls, witches. I mean, that term is that new, huh?
It's that new. Police were certainly beginning to use it in the 1970s inside the law enforcement community, but I don't see the term appear anywhere in the media, books, or magazines, movies, and so forth, until May of 1981 in the New York Times, when it's reporting on Wayne Williams, the Atlanta child murderer, and he's referred to as a serial murderer. Prior to that, we called them pattern murders, cycle murders, stranger on stranger murders, but none of those things really fit who they really were, because we thought they were killing only strangers, but we discovered that serial killers will kill people they know as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not exactly psycho. They may be psychopaths, but they're not deranged in the sense of like they're delusionary, except for very few, a small category of so-called visionary serial killers. But and so that term really then takes hold from 81 onwards, and then of course Silence of the Lambs, which comes out in the early 90s, kind of introduces us as well to the counter to the serial killer, the profiler. And from that point on, it's a CSI world.
Sons of Cain. How did you come up with the name?
Sons of Cain, my argument essentially in the book is that at one time in the pre-civilizational, prehistoric era, all human beings had to be serial killers in order for our species to survive. Because we weren't living under laws of society, we were living under the laws of the jungle and the cave. And so if you as a human being, as a species, were not able to serial kill the way, say, cats can serial kill mice and birds, then the species would not have survived. You know, we were all serial killers, and we are the sons of Cain, of the original early man, until about 15,000 years ago. And so our species, you know, the Homo sapiens, have been around for 300,000 years. It's only in the last 15,000 of those 300,000 that we've been told it's wrong to kill unless, you know, you're a combatant in war or unless you're protecting yourself. You know, there we have all these laws and commandments and religious prescriptions and you know, all the things that organized society needed. But before then, you know, we were wantonly killing because Mother Nature intended us to. And so 15,000 years is not a lot of time for our brains to be reprogrammed.
As some people may find it a little spooky. And now, what number constitutes the label serial killer? And I hate to put it in terms of a quota, but what is the number that's automatically changed you from a murderer to a serial killer? Is there a plateau that gets you onto the next title?
If we go by the FBI's definition, and they're kind of the clearinghouse for serial killers in the United States, as of 2005, the FBI defines a serial killer as somebody who commits two unlawful murders in separate incidences with a cooling off period in between for any reason whatsoever. So two is the number.
Okay.
Traditionally, it was three or more. But I like two, frankly speaking, and a lot of people do, because, you know, anybody can kill somebody once. It's, I think we can all imagine, in you know, out of jealousy or rage, taking a life. It's possible. Most people who kill once regret it for the rest of their lives and will never, ever kill again. But if you killed once, and then you've gone back, you've returned home, and you've thought about it, and a week later, a month later, you go and you kill again, or, you know, you're a serial killer in my book, and you now are in the FBI's book as well.
Peter, what is the difference in the mind of a serial killer and a murderer, a one-time murderer? The same type of mindset? You know, minus.
Absolutely.
I want to subtract the fact that it's a murder of passion, of self-defense, any of that, okay? I'm talking about something that says, I'm going to go murder that guy for all intents and purposes, no reason.
A one-time murderer often doesn't even realize that they're about to kill someone. It's something that happens spontaneously. They react to an emotional impulse. A serial killer, on the other hand, some of them have been fantasizing about doing this in a certain type of way. Some as start as early as the age of five.
Oh.
They have this fantasy and they nurture it and so forth. And so a one-time murderer, often you can compare it to a mass murderer as well. You know, often mass serial killers who kill 20 people in one day, in one instance, it's a kind of rage they're nurturing, but it's not a fantasy. It's something that they have a snapping point. And they'll go until, 50% of them or something like that don't even survive the crime. They're the last person to die, either at the hands of law enforcement or they commit suicide. A serial killer, on the other hand, nurtures that fantasy from, like I say, sometimes as early as the age of five, but they won't act it out until the age of, average again, statistically, around the age of 28. So you're talking about people who have been thinking about it for nearly 20 years and kind of testing it and evolving it. They'll commit smaller crimes associated with their fantasy, you know, like fetish burglaries, for example, or self-exposure, voyeurism, things like that. They'll keep testing it until they cross that line. And as I say, statistically, it's around the age of 28 that they cross the line.
It's called The History of Serial Killers from the Stone Age, called Sons of Cain, penned by our guest, Peter Vronsky. Peter, you've done a remarkable job with this. It's not for the faint of heart, but it certainly is something that is very important in our society to be able to see what type of person makes up this type of personality. And sensational job on this, Peter.
Thanks, Ron. on anytime.
Okay, look forward to having you back. It's called The History of Serial Killers from the Stone Age to the Present by Peter Brunsky. Boy, if you want some reading that is a page-turner and will really open up your mind to a part of society that you may not even know existed, this is the book. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today. Joining us right now is Dr. David Fetzner. Dr. Fetzner is the medical director of ultrasound at both UT Southwestern Medical Center and Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas, and Francisco Bram, director of global ultrasound marketing at Siemens. We're going to be chatting about ultrasound that people can't use. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me here.
Everybody goes in for some kind of an ultrasound sometime in their life. I guess you never even think of the fear, the embarrassment, the medical problem with people that have high BMIs. As a result of that, these ultrasounds sometimes just don't work. Explain that, doctor.
in my practice as a radiologist or a physician that uses imaging devices to look inside the body, I see patients in my practice every day who may be too large to fit in an MRI machine or too heavy to fit in a CT scanner or a CAT scanner and are too large to be imaged by ultrasound, meaning that they have so much fatty tissue that the ultrasound pulses coming from the machine can't get into the body and bounce back to produce clear images. And so not only is this obesity problem working against them as far as being related to heart disease and diabetes, but it can also mean that the physicians who are trying to take care of these patients can't produce the same quality images or high-quality other tests to get the answers, concerns the patients may have regarding their health or certain diseases. So it's very frustrating for a physician to not be able to provide that same quality care to every patient who walks into my center.
It's a twofold problem now. The fact that you cannot get the results that you want, and even before the results are able to be ascertained, if they are, you can't get the individual in the machine. So this is a dual problem, and it, I guess, really could create very bad health problems for the individual because of the lack of being able to do this effectively.
That is very true, and if you're not able to get the right answers, it's not only very costly to the system because you have to try to do multiple tests to answer that same question, but it is also anxiety-provoking for the patient, and as you alluded to, all can be also very embarrassing. And
yeah.
Obese patients are 1.5 times more likely to have undiagnosed or misdiagnosed maladies or illnesses that can lead to really significant downstream health effects. And so us as clinicians really need to work with our industry partners to help us face these challenges of providing the same quality care for every patient.
And there's another problem added to it, the higher medical costs due to the multiple visits. 100 million, or 1 in 3 Americans, have a BMI of 30 or more. That's categorized as obese, and that's growing. More than 15 million Americans have a BMI of 40 or more. Okay, that's extreme obesity. And by the year 2030, nearly half the population is to be categorized as obese. That's unbelievable. Francisco, what is it that Siemens is doing to develop an ultrasound system that could end this dilemma?
The first thing we do is we spend a lot of time with doctors, and we really try to understand the whole patient experience and also what doctors go through in trying to do their job, which is save people's lives. And what we found is that there's a lot of need for technology improvements in terms of looking at patients not as one size fits all, but as in terms of personalizing care to each individual body habitus, regardless of size, condition, weight, or age. And so what we've done is we came up with a brand new ultrasound product, the Accusound Sequoia, which allows doctors to personalize their scanning and their imaging to different patient types, including those patients that are obese or classified as extreme obese. We can penetrate deep enough, we can get now clear pictures of the liver, and we can provide those pictures to doctors so they can start their treatment plans or diagnose things that could be underdiagnosed.
Are they now creating ultrasound machines that you don't have to go into, like with an MRI, you just lay in the table and you do it? Does that alleviate one side of that equation?
It could alleviate that side of the equation. I mean, these are all complementary modalities. However, ultrasound is portable. Mm-hmm. Ultrasound is mobile. So that means that the patient just needs to lay down on a bed that can hold the patient's weight, mm-hmm. and the ultrasound machine will be right next to the patient. So it's very easy to scan. It's non-radioactive, and it's available, widely available around the world.
One would say, well, that's not a big problem. Just make the ultrasound stronger. That's not how it's done, right?
Well, that's one component of it. You have to have a high power in your ultrasound pulse, but it's also a lot of the technical computing that goes into the processing of the signal and a lot of technical factors that are above my head, but that engineers at a lot of these imaging companies focus on to help us produce these clear images. The example I like to give is if you're in a hotel room with very thin walls, you can hear exactly what's going on next door. But if you're in a high-end condo with very thick walls, you can't hear what your neighbor is doing, and that may be a benefit in that situation, but in medical imaging, it's not. You know, we want to be able to penetrate through all or get through all of that thick tissue and see what's happening inside the body.
Is that a unit that is available now and is saturating the marketplace, or is this something that, when you go in you have to ask for?
It is brand new. It is available in the United States. It's not widely available everywhere because we just introduced the product, and because of the quality of the images that we are able to create, that it will soon be available everywhere. But it's important that patients, like they go and search for a car when they want to buy a car, they look at the ratings, they look at the kind of brakes they have, the warranties. And similarly, when it comes to your health, you should get informed about what technologies are there that will fit your body, your kind of conditions better by having an open conversation with your doctor. And this is really key. Be transparent, be courageous, talk to your doctor, tell him what's going on, and ask him about these new technologies, and you'll be able to let you know whether or not you can have access to it.
If you don't ask that question, will they tell you that this might be a test that they may have to take over repeatedly?
Not all doctors are going to have that same
right.
knowledge, so they may also have to call around or help the patient, help direct the patient to the right centers and the right places to get their imaging test. It behooves the patient to go ahead and start that conversation to raise that awareness.
This is something that I've never thought of before. The general public wouldn't even think of that until it's brought to your attention. Then you start thinking, well, the obvious, if someone has a big body mass, bound to not be able to read the results if you can't penetrate the fatty tissue.
That is very true.
Where can we go for more information on this?
You can go online and search for Siemens Healthy Mirrors or Ecusan Sequoia or Ultrasound Sequoia or Ultrasound Siemens. Any of those pairings will get you to the right place.
And Dr. David Fester and Francisco Bram from Siemens has been our guest. And gentlemen, please come back again. Let us know the developments of this, because I find this fascinating. It's something that you just don't get up one morning and think about. Once you have it on your mind, you think only makes sense that someone with a bigger body mass is not going to be so easy to scan than someone with a smaller body mass. And boy, I tell you, these statistics are pretty depressing when it comes to the future of obesity in this country.
We'll be happy to be back and tell you more good news.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
That sounds great. Thank you, gentlemen. You don't know what happens when it comes to sacrificing your health because of your weight, not only because of weight does to your body, but how they can determine what's wrong with your body. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Money! Money! Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315,
800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
That's going to put a wrapper on things for today, second weekend of 2019. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and our guests include the legendary Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers, from Boys to Men, Nathan Morris, from the floor of the Consumer Electronics Show, Paul Hawkman, lovely, talented, and a legend, also in her own right, Connie Francis, author Peter Vronsky, and Dr. David Fetzner. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.